Time to have a look at the meeting in Hobart on Sunday night here on From the Stables. Good to be back in Hobart for a Tier 1 meeting on a Sunday. And one person that has got a couple of handy drives on the card and will no doubt be busy keeping an eye on the footy on Sunday night with his beloved Bulldogs taking on Colt and his Troy McDonald. How are you going, Troy?
Good, thanks, Duncan. How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you. Let's kick off your book of drives, and it kicks off in race two with Miss and Rock. It's hard to believe she's only won one race from 16 starts and gets a chance to add onto that winning tally here in the second race.
Yeah, it is a bit hard to believe. She does deserve the breakthrough. She just keeps running into one or two better than her, but yeah, looks to be right in it here. Looks to be, yeah, really her race.
Do you reckon she'll be able to lead from the barrier number three?
Yeah, I think so. She flew out last start, and if she leaves as good as that, she'd be leading comfortably, I'd say.
Righto, let's go over to race three, where you've got the drive on Raffaello for Zeke Slater, who's utilising your three-point claim here. Comes into this race off a last start fifth, but this nine-year-old gelding's been out of the winner's circle for over a year now.
Yeah, he has. He's racing okay. Like, he's just had no luck with barriers since they've come back from the break, and you know, he draws a bit handier here. He should be up on speed, which he likes, and you know, small field, I'd give him a chance there.
Race four, you're driving the inform Capitale, who's won his last two, but this race is probably a little bit harder by the class rise and the outside of the second row draw.
Yeah, draw's done him no favours, but he's flying. Zeke's done a great job with him. Been well placed, and definitely a step up here. But the way he's going, I'm sure he's going to be very competitive again.
Spot 8 is your drive in race 5. He hasn't won for a little while, but from the pole draw over the sprint trip, he's got to be an each-way chance.
Yeah, for sure. It's his go. Barrier 1 over the mile brings him right into it. Horse that does like to lead. He has a good record in front. And just, yeah, like a bit like Raffaello before. Hasn't had the draws go his way lately. And, yeah, draw bring him into the race here.
Race 7, you've got the steer on Coffef Hustler, who's been placed in 4 out of her last 5 starts. And the barrier draw hasn't been too kind to you over the sprint trip.
Nah, not a good draw there over the mile with a little bit of speed inside her, but she's racing well, so if we get a bit of luck, she could be in the placings.
And your last drive of the night is in race 8 aboard Jean's Majesty, who comes up with barrier 2 on the second row. You drove this pacer to a third last time out behind an illegal immigrant. What did you make of the effort?
Yeah, he was excellent last week. He was actually a bit unlucky not to win, really. Yeah, if he runs up to that run, drawn good. He drew bad last time in the claimer and was out the back, gave him too much of a start. But better draw here, and he'll be right in that race.
A couple of handy drives on the 8 race card in Hobart on Sunday. Troy, who do you reckon your best chance is?
I think Miss and Rock. Miss and Rock will get a breakthrough for her, hopefully.
Race 2, number 3. Appreciate the insight into your drives in Hobart on Sunday night. Troy, and I wish you all the best.
Thanks, Duncan.